Make it 7 days in a row. The Dow opened higher again this morning. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 11th day of June. Thanks for clicking through, everybody. The most valuable brand in the world is, yeah, we'll tell you. Today we learned that Shutterfly sold. You didn't know that? 10 attorneys general are suing to stop the merger of Sprint and T-Mobile. We've got a list of iconic products that are no longer made in the United States. Hey, you might want to wait to fill up. Gas prices are said to plunge. Those stories and more, along with a follow-up conversation with the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, Jason Pfeiffer, on why all businesses need to think like entrepreneurs. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company, at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the early edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. It's all about the Fed today as stocks rose at the open with the Dow up by over 120 points. That was until things cooled off later in the morning. Investors are betting on the Fed relaxing interest rates or at least be willing to talk about it. But issues like inflation has kept a lid on the decision. If the run holds, the Dow is poised to notch its seventh straight gain. That would mark the 30-stock index's longest winning streak since May of last year when it rose for eight straight days. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is within 2.3% of an all-time high set earlier this year. Watch our Twitter feed at @IOB_NewsHour for regular ticker reports. Well, the numbers are in on what the world's most trusted brand is, and the data is based on research by Brand Z, which has released a list of the top most valuable brands for over a decade. And the winner is Amazon's at the top of the list with a brand value of $315 billion. It bested two other tech behemoths. Apple had a brand value of $310 billion, and Google weighed in at $300 billion. Amazon's rise is not surprising. While Apple and Google have faced challenges in the past year, Amazon's excelled in its two primary businesses of e-commerce and cloud computing. It's the clear leader in both industries in the United States. Its cloud business also dominates much of the market overseas. Behind the top three companies, Microsoft ranked fourth. They were followed by global credit card and payment company Visa, valued at $178 billion. After that, Facebook had a valuation of $158 billion, which was 2% lower than last year, most likely due to issues of privacy. Well, according to a statement, Apollo Global Management has agreed to buy Shutterfly for $51 a share in cash. The deal values the online retailer at about $1.7 billion based on the company's outstanding shares at the end of March. Apollo will also assume Shutterfly's more than $1 billion in debt. The buyout firm plans to merge Shutterfly with rival Snapfish, whose owners will become minority shareholders in the combined business. Shutterfly, which sells personalized frames and photo albums online, announced back in February it had retained an advisor to renew strategic alternatives after receiving interest from potential buyers. Well, this afternoon there's going to be a press conference where the New York Attorney General is expected to announce a suit to stop the merger of Sprint and T-Mobile. That, according to sources close to the story. It seems that a group of at least 10 states' attorneys general are joining in the lawsuit to stop the $26 billion merger of Sprint and T-Mobile, a deal that would reduce the number of nationwide wireless carriers from 4 to 3. You know, lots of products are still made in the United States. In fact, manufacturing jobs today are as high as they were way back in 1949. But still, lots of iconic products that were once tied to the United States are now made overseas. So here's a quick list, and we know you're going to recognize many of them. First of all, baseballs. Yeah, baseballs. Official Major League Baseball supplier Rawlings makes the balls in Costa Rica. However, the special rubbing mud used to remove the new ball's sheen and enhance pitcher's grip still comes from the banks of the Delaware River in New Jersey. Blue jeans. You know, blue jeans were first born back in 1871 when a Reno, Nevada tailor collaborated with a dry goods merchant by the name of Levi Strauss to produce a pair of pants tough enough for hardworking miners. Today, Levi Strauss & Company, which originated the blue denim jean with its riveted stress points, now makes virtually all of its jeans outside of the United States. Electric Christmas lights. Yeah. You know, they first appeared in the United States way back in 1882, and they were much safer than traditional candles and thus became a booming business model. Though electric Christmas lights are an American invention today, none are manufactured in the United States, no doubt due in at least part of the fact that they can be made approximately 80% more cheaply in China. This one surprised us. U.S. flags. No, really. China also does a busy export business manufacturing American flags. Now, many Americans object to the national symbol being made overseas, but bipartisan legislation to ban or restrict U.S. flag imports has failed several times. However, there are a number of manufacturers and distributors of American flags that sell only U.S.-made flags, so you can look for them. Hot Wheels. You know those little cars we all played with? They were the fifth best-selling traditional toy last year from Mattel, but its main manufacturing facilities, according to its 2018 annual report to the SEC, are in Canada, China, Indonesia, Malaysia, Mexico, and Thailand. American Girl dolls are no longer made in America. How about that? Back in 1984, textbook author and teacher Pleasant Rowland had a brainstorm about bringing history to life for children. And the result was American Girl's dolls and accessories. The company, now a subsidiary of Mattel, manufactures the popular toys in, yeah, you guessed it, China. How about this one? Radio Flyer Wagons. I mean, who hasn't owned one, right? Or tote their kids or grandkids around in one of those iconic red wagons. Well, Radio Flyer, the Chicago-based maker of those iconic little red wagons that for many decades, have toted kids around all over the place, they're also made in China. And finally, the Etch-a-Sketch. The toy was licensed and marketed by the Ohio Toy Company back in 1960. But the manufacturing of the iconic baby boomer toy was offshore to China in the early 2000s. Now, see what you learn here? It's called public policy by tweet. Today, President Trump, in a series of tweets, accused Europe of devaluating the Eurozone's single currency. While he is at it, he also targeted U.S. monetary policy with renewed attacks on the U.S. central bank. Here's the tweet about Europe. Quote, "The euro and other currencies are devalued against the dollar, putting the U.S. at a big disadvantage," end quote. Mr. Trump tweeted that without offering any evidence. He also slammed U.S. interest rates for being too high and criticized the U.S. Federal Reserve. Quote, "The Fed interest rate, way too high, added to ridiculous quantitative tightening," exclamation point. "They don't have a clue," exclamation point, end quote. Trump has long broken with decades of precedent set by previous U.S. presidents who distanced themselves from the nation's monetary policy. The central bank, whose political independence is seen as key to economic stability, is under pressure amid the Trump administration's ongoing trade wars and other signs of potential economic weakness. Well, smile, you're on Candid Camera. Yeah, that was the opening line to the iconic 1960s TV program with its founder, Alan Funt. Today that line isn't so funny. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials have said that tens of thousands of travelers' photos and license plates have been compromised in what they're calling a malicious cyber attack on a federal subcontractor. The images come from a facial recognition program designed to identify people entering and leaving the United States. Lawmakers have increasingly questioned the government's expanded surveillance measures as a federal database of identifying images becomes a target for hackers and cyber criminals. And now that it's happened, the question is, you did smile, didn't you? According to the Wall Street Journal, the gap between job openings and available workers in the United States is the biggest it's ever been. April data from the Labor Department shows that 1.6 million more jobs than unemployed people are out there. That's a potential drag on growth as companies search for but fail to find the help they need. Meanwhile, in April, we saw the most hires on record, and quits also rose, with 3.4 million people voluntarily leaving their jobs. That, say experts, is a sign of worker confidence in employment prospects. It's all called supply and demand, kids. When we come back, a visit with the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. His name is Jason Pfeiffer. I traveled to New York recently, and Jason was kind enough to sit down for a follow-up conversation that we had earlier in the winter. Jason Pfeiffer of Entrepreneur Magazine talks to businesses and why they must continue to think like entrepreneurs. That story and interview is just a click away.